What is thou canst demand?
My liberty.
Before the time be out, no more.
I prithee remember, I have done thee worthy service, told thee no lies, made thee no mistakens, served without or grudge or grumblings. Thou didst promise to bait me a full year.
Dost thou forget from what a torment I did free thee?
No.
Thou liest, malignant thing. Hast thou forgot the foul witch Sycorax, who with age and envy was grown into a hoop? Hast thou forgot her?
No, sir.
Thou hast. I must once in a month recount what thou hast been, which thou forgetst. This damned witch Sycorax, for mischiefs manifold and sorceries terrible to enter human hearing, from Argia thou knowest was banished. This blue-eyed hag was hither brought with child, and here was left by the sailors. Thou, my slave, as thou reports thyself, was then her servant. And for thou wast a spirit too delicate to act her earthy and abhorred commands, refusing her grand hests, she did confine thee by help of her more potent ministers, and in her most unmitigable rage, into a cloven pine. Within which rift imprisoned, thou didst painfully remain a dozen years, within which space she died and left thee there, where thou didst vent thy groans as fast as mill-wheels strike. Then was this island, save for the sun that she did litter here, a freckled whelp hag-born, not honored with a human shape.
Yes, Caliban, her son.
Dull thing I say so, he, that Caliban, whom now I keep in service. Thou best knowest what torment I did find thee in. Thy groans did make wolves howl and penetrate the breasts of ever angry bears. It was a torment to lay upon the damned, which Sycorax could not again undo. It was mine art, when I arrived and heard thee, that made gate the pine and let thee out.
I thank thee, master.
If thou more murmurest, I will rend an oak and pig thee in his knotty entrails till thou hast howled away 12 winters.
Pardon, master, I will be correspondent to command and do my spiriting gently.
Do so, and after 2 days I will discharge thee.
That's my noble master. What shall I do? Say what? What shall I do?
Go, make thyself like a nymph of the sea. Be subject to no sight but thine and mine, invisible to every eyeball else. Go, take this shape and hither come it. Go hence with diligence.
Thank you. O worshippers of the mighty all, I had a dream. The base master general came to me. We had a little snack in a donut shop. He said, drink of my bonus cup, it is my blood. Eat of this crapper, it is my body. And his spirit entered me and I became Allular. The base master said, you are the chosen one. These are the allogistics. Thou shalt not commit laundry. Thou shalt covet thy neighbor's food. Thou shalt not create ties with the scathed.
No.
Thou shalt always go for greatness. Thou shalt not commit adulthood. Thou shalt not partake of decaf. Thou shalt not suppress flatulence. Thou shalt not commit hygiene. Thou shalt not have no idea. Thou shalt commit thyself to an institution.
No.
Thou shalt not take the band's name in vain. Thou shalt not allow anything to deter you in your quest for all. Tell me, good people, who is the fellow hero who's ground his teeth in the gunstool? We may live in the beauty of all. You may achieve all and not wallow in none for eternity. All you have to do is do it. Study them, believe in them. You must believe. Do you believe in it? Believe and you shall achieve.
We shall achieve all.
Most gas. Let him also bear forth his ass and cast forth the first frap. You may achieve base by chanting the small psalm of all. Chant with me. Quang, 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 quang. Chant. Quang, 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 quang. Pretty good, pretty good. Quack, 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 quack.
Are we doing it right?
Quack, 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 quack.
Oh no! Here we go again! The mighty spirit take over! You feel it, you feel it! And today's heavy aid force, for he's brought among us, the base master is looking forth an ultimatum! If you believe!
You know your blue dress, your favorite one with all the lace and the full skirt? Well, I wore it out the other night. I thought I would surprise you at that party we went to last Friday. So it was real nice to wear and stuff, but I came home and I had started my period, and it was all over the back of it, this big stain. And so I tried to bleach it out because I knew that you liked the dress so much, but I bleached out the dress and it ate away all the fabric in the back, plus all the petticoats. So there's this big hole all around the skirt. I'm sorry.
Well, I came in here the other day and your pink poodle was in here. And I saw the bass plucked in, so I started playing the bass. And then your dog started chewing on the cord and he started like frying and frizzing. And then I thought it sounded so good that I put the tape recorder on and he kind of like fried a little bit too much. I'm sorry.
I went into your room the other day to listen to your tapes. And I put on this one tape with you and Alan, and I played it, and I guess your tape recorder was broken or something, and it ate it in half. So I put in another one with you and Winston, and I was listening to that one, and it did the same thing. Then I put on one with you and Bruce, and it ate that one too. And then I put on you and Steven. So all your tapes, all your favorite tapes got eaten. So I don't think you should use your tape recorder, but I'm sorry.
Well, that doesn't matter, because I went into your bedroom the other night, and your cousin was in there in bed, and I thought it was you, so I crawled in. And then I just started feeling around, and it felt really good. And then I found out that he sort of likes doing it with me, and he says he wants to do it more on a regular basis and see me more than you. I'm kind of sorry about that.
I went to use your car the other day, you know, after you were over with my cousin. I guess I was mad or something. But I took your car down the street, and you haven't seen your car yet, have you? No. Well, I took your car down the street, and I was driving it, and you know how bad I am about accidents. Well, I went, and I stopped in the middle of an intersection so I wouldn't get in a wreck. And this car came, and it didn't really damage the body, but it broke all the glass, and all the windows are out. And I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, I saw your drawings here and your layouts, and I just thought I'd kind of fix them up a little bit, make them, you know, a little more cropped. So I kind of, like, changed them around. Sorry.
Yeah. white, white. White, white. Red, white, red, red, red. Green, green, red, white, white. White, green, white, green. White, red, 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 red. Red, 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 red. Red.
Rest in my arms. How about a vacation trip to Oregon this year? Sound like fun? Well, here's a platter of fun-like sounds to help make your holiday begin on a happy note. So sit back and follow the soundtracks of Oregon. To help steer you through this colorful Northwest Passage, we've commissioned a few well-known guides like Bing Crosby, Jane Powell, and Mel Blanc. Yes, it takes a real Western tune to cover the bigness of Oregon, but it takes a man who has kept America singing to hear the real music of the Pacific Northwest country.
the shades of night are falling, comes a fellow everyone knows. It's the old dope peddler, spreading joy wherever he goes. Every evening you will find him around our neighborhood. It's the old dope peddler, doing well by doing good. He gives the kids free samples because he knows full well that today's young innocent faces will be tomorrow's clientele. Here's a cure for all your troubles. Here's an end to all distress. It's the old dope peddler with his powdered happiness.
My lungs with the rhythm, with the bass. I get deep. Thank you.